This is the Good Neighbor Podcast, the place where local businesses and neighbors come together. Here's your host, Cabo Jim Schaller.
Welcome, good neighbors, to episode number 107 of the Good Neighbor Podcast, Estero. Today we have good neighbor Thor Parrish from the Junior Golf Performance Academy. How are we doing?
Doing well. How about yourself, Jim?
I am doing awesome. Excited to learn about what you guys are doing over there. I just found out you guys opened recently.
Yeah, well, we had the article written about us recently, but we've been there actually for a long time now. Yeah,
really? So, okay. Yeah,
the academy, the Junior Golf Academy, was actually established there 10 years ago.
Really?
My involvement with it was originally a part-time employee as an internship when I was at Florida Gulf Coast University. And then when I graduated, I bought in as a owner. So I own the academy now with my partner. And that's a recent endeavor over these last
years. That's the new part of it.
That's the new part of it. Yeah.
I know you did that, you know, you do that training outside of this. And I knew you were a golf pro. So it's
It's a great academy, and there's a lot of crossovers between what I do here at the fitness gym and what we're doing over there at the Junior Golf Academy.
Love it. Love it. You get to follow both of your passions. You got to love that.
Yeah.
So how did you end up getting involved with this?
Yeah, so Florida Gulf Coast University has a golf management program, and that program basically teaches you the business side of golf. So you graduate with a business degree, but it's specialized in the golf industry. And the best example I can tell you is when I was taking my accounting class for business school, we were balancing checkbooks for golf course shops, right? Of the checks and balances of merchandising and all that kind of stuff. So it's very specific to the golf industry. And part of that program, I had to do 16 months worth of internships. And so being an aspiring teaching professional, I traveled to a bunch of different golf academies. And on my journey, I partnered and interned with the Junior Golf Academy over at Quail Creek. And so that's kind of how I got involved with it and just, really loved who I worked with and what I did. And the kids really liked working with me. And so it just turned into a great partnership between myself and the academy.
Absolutely. That's wonderful. Like I said, you get to follow both of your passions. So are there any myths or maybe misconceptions about what you do or the academy that maybe we could clear up for our listeners?
Yeah, 100%. So, I mean, the unique thing about our academy is that we cater to truly all junior golfers. That is our niche is the junior golfer, but we cater to all levels of golfers, right? So my partner Spencer has a team of junior golfers that are nationally ranked, travel the world, homeschooled, live down here full time, going for Division I scholarships. But at the same time, we have a 45-minute class for kids 6 and under, right? So we have truly this really well-rounded junior golf academy that even though if you look at our Instagram and you see the trophies and the winning and all that kind of stuff, you don't have to be a great golfer to come join us, right? We have classes and programs for every single golfer. And our goal is just to give every junior golfer the opportunity to train as if they were preparing for that high level competitive play.
Now, are you seeing any trends in the industry?
Yeah, I mean, mostly just specific to this area. We've just seen such a boom in younger families moving in, such a boom in participation, specifically in Naples to the membership side of golf courses, right? Joining as members, wanting that type of family dynamic of being a member at a club, practicing and playing with your kids. And so we're just seeing a really big trend of these young families who want to be part of a membership, who want to have that country club lifestyle. And we are there to kind of facilitate the family and the younger side of it so that the kids can really enjoy and participate in all the golf that the family wants to.
That is great. And like you said, the more and more we grow down here, the more younger families are moving in. And, you know, it's important to take care of the youth. Now, every business or individual has been through some type of challenge along their journey. Is there something that's maybe happened with you personally or maybe with the business side of things that you know, you can't kind of look back at and say, you know what, I'm in a better place because of it?
Yeah, you know, I mean, very unique to our business, right? We have a great partnership with the golf courses that we're at, right? Currently, we're at two different golf courses. Oddly enough, it's Quail Creek and Quail Village. They both have quail in the name, but they're separate golf courses. And so they are in their own a business who are operating and functioning to manage their members. And then we are a business within ourselves, too, of operating and functioning to service our members. Now, we utilize their facilities, their resources, their golf course, et cetera. And what we've really had to do over these last few years is work hard to create this synergistic relationship where over the last 3 years, we've brought 52 family members to these golf courses, as well as additionally close to $2 million of additional revenue from those families that have joined, right? Now, we as an academy continue to push people to join the membership and participate in their events, even though they're not our events, right? But that extra effort that we make towards growing not only our business, but the culture of the club has been challenging because, again, it's a separate business. It's its own entity, and we have to kind of play in our own roles. But it's been really rewarding because now we have this great established long-term relationship and this culture of just growing the game of golf and giving back to the kids that is just seen throughout the entire membership.
That is awesome. It's, you know, people are passionate. You're very passionate about what you're doing. Now you mentioned you went to FGCU. Are you from down here originally?
No, I'm from Minnesota originally, but my grandparents moved and got a house down here a long time ago, probably close to 25 years. And so I've been visiting the area for a very long time.
So that's a beautiful place to live, and you can golf year round down here. Who doesn't love that? So outside of work, I know you've got this and you've got your Thunder Performance. What do you enjoy doing in your little bit of free time?
Yeah, I mean, so my mission in life is to walk 18 holes when I'm 100 years old, right? And so in my free time, I like doing just that, playing golf, walking outside, being active, being with my wife, my soon expecting to be kid coming in August, which is
congrats.
Very exciting. Yes, right. But, you know, just indulging in the fantastic lifestyle we have down here in Florida, right? Not taking for granted that we can be outside, go to the beach, walk a golf course, play golf, all that kind of stuff. So, you know, just everything I preach about, just being able to do that in my off time.
Absolutely. We live down here not to be locked up inside, but to be outside.
100%.
Is there one thing maybe you wish our listeners would know about the Academy that maybe they don't know?
Yeah. So, I mean, I think there's so many great sports out there for a kid. You know, I believe that having a well-rounded experience when you're young is important too. Experiencing soccer and baseball and all of these other sports. And golf is such a great one to add to that because there's so many things beyond just the athleticism and the sport of it. There's manners, there's etiquette, there's team aspect to it, right? There's not a lot of sports that from day one you have to treat the facility and the area you're in with respect, right? Your equipment with respect, all that kind of stuff. And so, you know, I think that all kids should experience some form of golf in their time exploring with different sports just to see that side of it. And at the Junior Golf Academy, we are extremely flexible when it comes to kids joining and leaving our program because we do understand that this is a journey. It's not just a one-way track kind of thing. So even if your kid is just somewhat interested, have them join one of our summer camps. It's the most fun they could have on a golf course. They'll leave learning more about the game and they'll have better etiquette and more respect. And just, I think it will improve just a lot of their overall character.
Absolutely. I love that. How would our listeners go about getting a hold of you?
Yeah. So if you go to the juniorgolfacademy.com, you can submit one of our inquiry forms and we'll respond right away, get you all the information you need to sign up for our summer camps, our after-school program, private lessons, et cetera. My Instagram is Thor the Coach, so you can reach me through there as well. As well as our email address is info@gmail.com. And so anyway there, I'll get the ding and I'll just respond right away.
Absolutely. Any last words for our listeners?
No, but just continue to grow the game of golf. It's in a great position. It's a great sport for everybody. And even if you haven't played, adult, kid, whatever, the sport is there waiting for you to come have a good time.
Absolutely. Love it. Thank you, Coach Thor. It's been a pleasure getting to know you and learn more about the Academy. And thank you for being a good neighbor. And we will see you out in the community soon.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening to the Good Neighbor Podcast, Estero. To nominate your favorite local businesses to be featured on the show, go to gnpestero.com. That's gnpestero.com. Or call 239-296-2621.